Sid Valley Radio. Around the world, all day, every day.
Yes, good evening to you. It is Gavin Stewart here. It is the 16th of December, halfway through the month. So, as it's approaching the 25th, how about this? Starting off tonight with our musical birthday for Ludwig van Beethoven and Ode to Joy. Here we go. Rousing start to the show this evening. Welcome along, yes, me, Gavin Stewart, here until up till midnight. And Noel Coward, he'd have been celebrating his birthday today. So Mad Dogs and Englishmen. I can always remember being told that as a little boy when Mum and Dad were going out, and we went out for the day, and people were sat on the beach in the sunshine in the summer. Yes, you did get a summer up in Scotland. And some people there were sat without any suntan oil on. And there's no difference. I think it was either suntan oil or suntan cream. And that was it. But yes, and Mum and Dad would say, oh, look, they've not got any cream on. They're foolish. You know what they say? Mad dogs and Englishmen go out in the midday sun. Well, here's Noel Coward.
In tropical climes there are certain times of day when all the citizens retire to take their clothes off and perspire. It's one of those rules the greatest fools obey, because the sun is far too sultry and one must avoid its ultraviolet ray. The natives grieve when the white men leave their huts, because they're obviously, definitely nuts. Mad dogs and Englishmen go out in the midday sun. The Japanese don't care to, the Chinese wouldn't dare to. Hindus and Argentines sleep firmly from 12 to 1. But Englishmen detest our siesta. In the Philippines they have lovely screens to protect you from the glare. In the Malay states there are hats like plates which the Britishers won't wear. At 12 noon the natives swoon and no further work is done. But mad dogs and Englishmen go out in the midday sun. It's such a surprise for the Eastern eyes to see that though the English are effete, they're quite impervious to heat. When the white man rides, every native hides in glee, because the simple creatures hope he will impale his soul a topi on a tree. It seems such a shame when the English claim the earth that they give rise to such hilarity and mirth. Mad dogs and Englishmen go out in the midday sun. The toughest Burmese bandit can never understand it. In Rangoon, the heat of noon is just what the natives shun. They put their scotch or rye down and lie down. In a jungle town where the sun beats down to the rage of man and beast, the English garb of the English Saab merely gets a bit more creased. In Bangkok, at 12 o'clock, they foam at the mouth and run. But mad dogs and Englishmen go out in the midday sun. Mad dogs and Englishmen go out in the midday sun. The smallest Malay rabbit deplores this foolish habit. In Hong Kong, they strike a gong and fire off a noonday gun to reprimand each inmate who's in late. In the mangrove swamps where the python romps, there is peace from 12 to 2. Even caribous lie around and snooze, for there's nothing else to do. In Bengal, to move at all is seldom, if ever, done. But mad dogs and Englishmen go out in the midday, 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 out in the midday sun.
There we are, yes. Take heed. Protect yourself from strong sunlight. Not at this time of year in the UK, though. Yes, it'd be nice if it was nice and warm and sunny. Oh, my goodness me. Wouldn't it just be good? Moving on. Carl Denver, he had a hit with Whim Away, which was the Tokens' Lion Sleeps Tonight. But this is a song called Still. And I think, did Ken Dodd not record this as well?
I love you still,
though you broke my heart,
still,
though we're far apart,
I love you still.
Still on my mind,
I love you still.
I've lost count of the hours, I've lost track of the days, I've lost nearly everything. Still on my mind,
I love you still.
From Glasgow, Springburn in Glasgow, in actual fact. And I think, if memory serves me right, Springburn was where they had a big locomotive works way back when they built steam engines, etc. Yeah, Carl Denver, great singer he was. Very popular. You never know with his Scottish accent there. Moving on. Who's next, should we say? Yes, Jim Glazer. Now, there's a country band called Tom Paul and the Glazer Brothers. Yes, they were all brothers. But Jim Glazer celebrates his birthday. And here they are, their version of the Kris Kristofferson song, Loving Her Was Easier Than Anything I'll Ever Do Again.
I have seen the morning burning on the mountain in the skies. Aching with the feeling of the freedom of an eagle when she flies. Turning on the world the way she smiled upon my soul as I lay dying. The sunshine and the shadows of her eyes. Waking in the morning to the feeling of her fingers on my skin.
wiping out the traces of the people and the places that I've been. Teaching me that yesterday was something that I never thought of trying. Talking of tomorrow and the money, love and time we'd have to spend. Loving her was easier than anything I'll ever do again. Close together with a feeling that I'd never known before in my time. She ain't ashamed to be a woman, she ain't afraid to be a friend. I don't know the answer to the easy way she's opened every door. But dreaming was as easy as believing. It was never gonna end. Loving her was easier than anything I'll ever do again. Loving her was easier than anything I'll ever do again.
That was Tom Paul and the Glazer Brothers, celebrating the birthday of Jim Glazer. There's actually three of them. There's Tom Paul, there's Jim Glazer, and the third brother was Chuck Glazer. And if you like country music, please join me Thursday evening, 6 till 8 o'clock, for the Country Bunker on Sid Valley Radio. Moving on, though, our next musical birthday, Tony Hicks from the Hollies. Well, to me, this has to be the best Hollies track ever. Written by Albert Hammond and Mike Hazelwood, it is, of course, The Air That I Breathe.
Can't think of anything
celebrating the birthday of Tony Hicks from the Hollies, The Air That I Breathe. A wonderful, wonderful track. And I never tire of listening to that. 1974, I think it came out. But still as good as the day it came out, that is. Moving on now, our next musical birthday. One quarter of ABBA, i.e. Benny Andersson, happens to be celebrating his birthday today. And here is ABBA and Ring Ring. Song, well, one of my favourite songs from them, Ring Ring, celebrating the birthday of Benny Andersson, and he's one of the ones that writes the songs, I think, and not just for ABBA, other pieces of work as well. Now, this is going to wake you all up. Billy Gibbons, ZZ Top. Well, that has to be this one, I'm afraid. You got is all so sweet. apologies if that's unsettled you and you're just getting ready to drop off to sleep. You know, oh, ZZ Top and Give Me All Your Loving. Moving on, our very last musical birthday today is Stephen Irvin from Lloyd Cole and the Commotions. Are you ready to be heartbroken? That is the question, which is waiting an answer.
Looking like a born again, living like a heretic, listening to Arthur Lee records, making all your friends feel so guilty about their cynicism, and the rest of their generation, not even the government, are gonna stop you now. But are you ready to be heartbroken? Are you ready to be
heartbroken?
Pumped up full of vitamins, unaccountable of seriousness. You say you're so happy now, you can hardly stand or lean over on the bookcase. If you really want to get straight, read Norman Mailer or get a new tailor. Are you ready to be heartbroken? Are you ready to be
heartbroken?
Are you ready to bleed? What would it take, what would it take to wipe that smile off of your face? Are you ready to be, are you ready to bleed? To be
heartbroken.
Are you ready to bleed?
Heartbroken.
Well, you better get ready now, baby. Ready to bleed.
Ready to bleed.
Ready to bleed.
Are you ready to be heartbroken? Oh, not any time. No, you don't want to be heartbroken at any time. We've got time just to squeeze this in before we have a look at tomorrow's front pages for the 17th of December. How about Al Martino, Spanish Eyes?
Eyes, teardrops are falling from your Spanish eyes. Please, please don't cry. This is just adios and not goodbye. Return, bringing you all the love your heart can hold. Please say, si, si,
eyes. Please smile for me once more before I go.
Martino, Spanish Eyes, taking us nicely on to tomorrow's front pages. Yes, we're looking at the front pages for the 17th of December. My goodness me. The Times, that's what we start with tonight. Spy was at the heart of Duke's charity in China. And a picture of the smiling Duke shaking hands with, in the picture, I'm assuming the gentleman in question who's been classed as a spy. And then a lady standing shaking hands with the Duke. Syria won't be base for attacks, new leader vows. The Daily Mirror. Royal spy unmasked. How many more? Prince Andrew's business pal named as Chinese agent in court. And fears over growing network of Beijing spooks at large in Britain. That is the Daily Mirror. The Daily Mail. Why is Starmer still sucking up to the Chinese as Andrew Link, China spy, is unmasked and Ian Duncan Smith warns Beijing has penetrated every level of our economy and institutions. And, of course, Prince Andrew and Fergie are not going to Sandringham for their Christmas dinner. They're going to have Christmas dinner, well, presumably at their home, the Royal Lodge in Windsor. Who knows? They might come to Sidmouth and join in the Christmas lunch there. Well, they could well do. Who knows? We shall have to wait and see what happens on Christmas Day. I shall be broadcasting 12 till 2 on Christmas Day. For Sid Valley Radio, and why not? A worthwhile cause. The Guardian, alleged Chinese spy linked to Prince Andrew is named. No red line. Russians in Syria face new reality with rebels. The Daily Telegraph, the spy was a suspect, was the Duke's money man in China. And what else have we got? Letby must be given fresh appeal after key witness changes his mind. The iDaily, UK toughens up surveillance on China suspects as palace banishes Andrew again. The Daily Express, former NATO chief Lord Robertson gives the PM a stark choice, boost defence budget or axe 20,000 troops. And a picture of Andrew and the Chinese gentleman on the front page of the Daily Express. The Metro, the name's Yang, Tengbo Yang. Is the headline there, and a picture of Andrew in an insert and or inset into the front page along with the picture of the gentleman in question. And the Financial Times, yes, let's have a bit of sanity to end a look at the front pages. Business cuts back on hiring after budget taxes take toll. A picture of the Chinese gentleman in question. And what else have we got? Startup for brain implants that control devices raises $100 million in Musk-led field. Very interesting. Let's move on. Let's go back to the music, for goodness sake. Far more interesting, I think. And this is a live version of Bryan Adams' Cuts Like a Knife, and it is the unplugged version on MTV.
You might have found somebody new. Well, who is it, baby? Who is he? And tell me what he means to you. I took it all for granted, but how was I to know that you'd be letting go? Now it cuts like a knife, but it feels so right. It cuts like a knife, yeah, but it feels so right. There's times I've been mistaken, there's times I thought I'd been misunderstood. So wait a minute, darling, can't you see we did the best we could? This wouldn't be the first time things have gone astray when you've thrown it all away. And it cuts like a knife, but it feels alright.
Thank you.
live version, Cuts Like a Knife, Bryan Adams from the Unplugged MTV show that is recorded and released. And that was for Andrea in Axminster. Yes, she loves that version to the studio version. Moving on, who have we got next? Elaine Page. How about this? Everyone will know this one.
Her memory, she is smiling alone. In the lamplight, the withered leaves collect at my feet, and the wind begins to mourn.
Music that from the musical Cats. Elaine Page, what a voice. Memory, wonderful. And it's going to be 15 and a quarter minutes to midnight. So not long to go until it is a brand new day. Here's Elton John. He wants love.
Thank you. but it's impossible. A man like me, so irresponsible. A man like me is dead in places. Other men feel liberated, and I can't love shop full of holes. Don't feel nothing, I just feel cold. Don't feel nothing, just old scars.
From Elton John, I Want Love, of course, on the album Songs from the West Coast. We'll have a look at the weather now. And where's Henry and Alex? Here they are. They'll just get to... Oh, no, they're not. They're just getting themselves prepared to sing. Or speak, I should say. Here they go.
Hi, I'm Henry.
And I'm Alex.
And you're listening to...
Sid Valley Radio.
Took them by surprise because it wasn't quite 10 to 12 where normally they time the weather for. Anyway, let's look at tomorrow weather for the 17th. 12 degrees high, and overnight tomorrow night 11 degrees. Well, tonight it's meant to be 9 degrees, so getting warmer tomorrow then getting colder again. But that's on Wednesday, Thursday. Yes, getting milder again next weekend as it approaches Christmas. Yes, so a light rain and a fresh breeze, it says here, and I'll be back to work tomorrow, and it looks like rain just as I'll be finishing work around about 8 o'clock at night. It's going to be drizzling down or raining. We'll have to wait and see. I'll take my coat with me just in case. I'm not going to chance it. Anyway, sunrise tomorrow at 10 minutes past 8, and sunset tomorrow evening, 9 minutes past 4. Well, that's gained a minute of daylight tomorrow. But then it's later in sunrise in the morning. So there we go. Oh, soon be the shortest day. That'll be Saturday. Roll on after that. Here's Frank Sinatra and his version of Send in the Clowns.
Isn't it rich? Are we a pair? Me here at last on the ground, you in midair. Send in the clowns. Isn't it bliss? Don't you approve? One who keeps tearing around, one who can't move. Where are the clowns? Send in the clowns. Just when I'd stopped opening doors, finally knowing the one that I wanted was yours, making my entrance again with my usual flair. Sure of my lines, no one is there. Don't you love the farce? My fault, I fear. I thought that you'd want what I want. Sorry, my dear. But where are the clowns? Send in the clowns. Don't bother, they're here. Isn't it rich? Isn't it queer? Losing my timing this late in my career. Where are the clowns? There ought to be clowns. Well, maybe next year.
Frank Sinatra, Brilliant song, Send in the Clowns, Frank Sinatra. And I shall dig out one of these days the version with Dame Judi Dench. It is exquisite, if you can describe a song as exquisite. Anyway, looking at the schedule for tomorrow. Oh, by the way, did you listen to Denise last night on 8 till 10 with Happy Classics? Yes, she's back on the station and it will be replayed on Thursday evening, following on from the Country Bunker. Yes, it'll be like old times, only it's a replay and she won't be in the studio for me to have a bit of banter with her. But if you do like a bit of banter with me and Denise, join us on Hogmanay, yes, December the 31st, 10 o'clock, through until 1 in the morning. Well, you might get fed up with us waffling on for 3 hours, but there'll be some good music getting played as well. Anyway, tomorrow, Bob's here at 9. Yes, don't forget Bob's at 9. And then a repeat of my Sunday show, Swing Across Midday. Then the storytelling with Janet. We've got Stuart Priestley at 4. We've got the Duke at 6. We've got Rocking Lee at 8. And guess who's on at 11 o'clock tomorrow night? Oh, me again. Yes. And we are playing out tonight with a song from Lone Star. It's a brilliant, brilliant love song. It's called Amaze. Thank you all for listening. You take care, everyone. I'll see you tomorrow night. Bye-bye for now.
Every time our eyes meet, this feeling inside me is almost more than I can take. Baby, when you touch me, I can feel how much you love me, and it just blows me away. I've never been this close to anyone or anything. I can hear your thoughts, I can see your dreams. I don't know how you do what you do. I'm so in love with you. It just keeps getting better. I wanna spend the rest of my life with you by my side, forever and ever. And every little thing that you do, baby, I'm amazed by you. Of your kiss, the way you whisper in the dark, your hair all around me, baby, you surround me, you touch every place in my heart.